This meeting is now being recorded.
So thank you for joining the New Brahmi Generation Panel call on 5th of January 2018. We have Dr. Ajay Data, Akanksha, Akshat, Atiur Rahman, Ganga, Dar Pandey, Jay Podial, Pavanaja, Rajiv Kumar, and Shan Mukam and Sarmad on the call. Sorry, I think I missed Pitinan and Pitinan as well. So over to you, Dr. Ajay Data.
Thank you very much, Sarmad and Pitinan, to be present there in Akanksha. And welcome back into this call. And we have few new members. Welcome to them too, and wishing you all Happy New Year. And as discussed, we have to obviously get on to the status part of our respective documents, and some of them you have already updated, and some of them has notified also, some of them have not. So we will start with this new year, with a new beginning, and we all know that it's a very important call of update, so that these documents can go to IP next week and we can get our first round of update, and then obviously we intend to finalize these documents in Bangladesh, and before that we want to have one or two rounds from IP. With this note, I think we can have I can update that we have sent our Devanagari document to IP, and Sarma, can you please update on that?
Right, so it has been passed on to integration panel, and the integration panel has now started looking at the updated version. They are going to be discussing it over the next couple of days, and then based on that, if they have any remaining questions, I guess they'll come back to us. Otherwise, we will take it forward as a next step to for public comment. So that's the next step, and I think we're almost there. We will know for sure after their meeting, IP meeting on Tuesday.
Very good. Thank you. And then let us move to the status updates of all the documents. And I think do we have Mr. Lehal with us? No. We don't have Mr. Lehal right now, right?
I could give him a call.
Yeah, please do. And then we can have Pavanja, I can see. So we can request Pavanja to start Kannada till we wait for Mr. Lehal. Pavanja ji, over to you. Hello. Pavan Aja. Mic was unmuted by Pavan Aja, but we are not able to hear you.
Dr. Lehal will be joining shortly. He was just in a meeting, so he just finished.
Okay. Thank you. Can you tell Pavanaja whether he is also having difficulty? Because his mic is unmuted.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will call him.
He's saying he's speaking. Pavanajaji, we can't hear you.
This is Samad. You may want to dial back again and see if you can get a better connection.
May I request anybody
who is not speaking,
keep your mic on mute, please, so that we don't hear a background noise.
I just called Pavanagarji and advised that he can reconnect. So I think he will be disconnected now and connecting again.
Okay. Okay.
So, this is Harmat. In the meantime, just a question about Devanagari.
Yes.
So, I think in the proposal for Devanagari, there is no cross-script variants. But in the sheet which we had put up for cross-script variant analysis, there's a list of Gurmukhi and Devanagari variants which have been proposed. I guess this discussion probably we had as earlier as well, but some of these characters look very similar, almost the same. So as a non-native speaker, I cannot, for example, distinguish 0920 from 0820. So I guess the question was that are these going to be considered as cross-script variants, or are they just going to be considered as similar characters, so something with a yellow but not red?
Hi, this is Akshat. Can I take that?
Yes, Akshat, please take.
So in the current proposal, we have not put them as red. They are in the non-normative section, and so I'm still not sure. They are definitely not exactly looking like each other. However, they have a perceptional similarity in the mind. It can create a perceptional similarity. And even I guess we had this discussion in Colombo. I'm unable to recall what was the final decision that we had done about it. Dr. Sanger, I would like to know your assessment on this. If something is just perceptionally similar, and can we just still make them as a part of normative recommendation under cross-script, or we just keep it mentioned just like we are doing for the similar looking but not exactly similar looking variants?
Right. So I guess if you ask me, there are a couple of things to note. First of all, I guess the perspective is that if a string is formed using some of these characters from Gurmukhi, the Devanagari script readers shouldn't get confused, and vice versa. In some of these cases, obviously, they are confusing, but they're not the same. So if you look at that sheet, the link is shared by in the chat. The first one, 0917 and 0A17, they're obviously reasonably distinct. However, the second one, 0922 with 0A2B, actually, to me, at least, again, it could be font. I don't have a native user perception, so please don't take my word for it, but eventually this is something you all need to decide. But the second one seems quite similar. The fourth one seems quite confusable. The fifth one seems quite confusable. To me, the sixth one, this is 092E, almost looks like exactly the same, and so on. So there are quite a few of them, and they can potentially develop quite a few labels. So the similarity is, I guess, good enough, but, again, for you all to decide whether some of them which could actually go into the real variant list, whereas those which are not similar can then go into as an appendix or a non-normative version. At least some of them seem like reasonably good candidates for cross-strip variants to me. Thank you.
So in this case, for example, if we compare 0917 and 0A17, the kind of variation that exists between the two is something which is permissible across the fonts. So even a Devanagari user, if he fairly relaxes his perception of that particular Devanagari character, he can say that, okay, this character can in other font look like this. So in that sense, they are as equal as the second, third are looking in that sense. So I guess all fall in one bucket as far as I see, look at them. If I think about the kinds of font variations are available with those characters. So again, the question remains is perceptual similarity. So again, in case of cross-script, I'm deliberately deviating from the principle of exact similarness, because these are entirely two different labels we are talking about. So there is, if they just perceptually look same, they should be considered in my opinion. So if you are okay with that, I'll put them as a part in the part of normative section. Or alternatively, we can also get the sense of from IP what they think, whether this should be put in the normative section or non-normative section.
One more thing to add is that given a choice, it may actually be useful to consider the more conservative option.
Okay, so you mean the normative section, right?
I would assume, yes, that would be the more conservative. If you're not clear whether it should be one or the other, one of the principles is that we need to take a conservative look at things.
Even I'm of the opinion that we can put all these as a part of the normative variants. And again, so this list is, if I'm not wrong, from Dr. Lehal's document about the similar looking characters. However, in my case, it is a bit longer. So I recall it from the Colombo discussion that we were supposed to talk to each other and harmonize the list. So I'll do that with Dr. Lehal offline, and then we'll come back with a single consolidated list. So, Dr. Samad, do you think this changes our recent submission to IP, or we just keep it like this? I'll finalize the discussion about it, and in the last version revision that we sent to IP, we can just flag it like that. Will that do?
No, the XML will change, so this changes the format.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Which is fine. It's better to get this right than that's not a problem.
So Sarmad, I think we are on the same page. We need to get this into variant and resubmit to the IP with the revised XML.
Sure. So I can tell them that there may be additional cross variants coming in, and they can look at the rest of it, but it doesn't really impact the rest of the proposal, so they can still look at the rest of the proposal in the meantime, and once this is done, we will send in the revised, updated version, I guess.
Yeah.
That sounds good, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So, do we have anybody from the list of agenda? Nick? Lehal or Pavanaja? Anybody can speak? I think both of them are here. So, Lehal, you can speak.
Actually, as Akshat said, except cross clearance with Devanagari, the rest of the work is complete and we have created the document today only. So from one end, we have completed the document.
So have you updated your entire document of version 1 onto the Google Doc?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So
today
so there's nothing pending from your side as of now.
Except that cross variant with that we have to finalize.
Okay. So now can we also update this part which is from the Devanagari and update in your list?
Hello?
Which actually pertinent
can
also
get it, please.
Lehal ji, can we take up this cross variant list from Devanagari which you have just seen and share with update in your Gurumukhi proposal?
The Devanagari one is actually more exhaustive. They have looked into combination also. We have looked at the single characters which are exhaustive.
Yeah, this is Akshat. Can I come in?
Yes, Akshat.
Yeah. Yeah, so as Dr. Lehal was saying, yes, so in case of Devanagari variant specification, what I have done is I have tried to make combinations of all the consonants with matra, but thinking about it, I can change it back to the individual characters. And then we just need to harmonize Dr. Lehal between two of us, which one we want to recommend, because whatever Gurumukhi proposal will be specifying as cross-script variants and what Devanagari proposal gives needs to be the same list. So we will, if you have, can you please go through the Devanagari list and ignore the permutations and combinations? And if you can only give me your opinions on the consonants and vowels and everything, pairs that I have considered, what you think is right and what is not, then I will accordingly change the things.
Sure, and meanwhile, you can also look at our list.
Sure, definitely. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, sir.
Okay. Hello.
Great Lehal ji. I think we are on the Gurumukhi side.
Gottilla. Nanu uta maadi horadu uta maadidre nanige horlikka agudilla. Ninge bekidre matte eradu bag alli idiyalla.
This crosswise is
coming. ఊట మాడి బందరే ఒళ్ళేదు అంత గాని అనిస్తాయి.
నేను
కష్టాలు సదా.
హలో. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ హియరింగ్ మీ ప్లీజ్ కీప్ యువర్ మైక్ ఆన్ మై మ్యూట్ ప్లీజ్ బికాజ్ వి ఆర్ హియరింగ్ ఏ బ్యాక్ గ్రౌండ్ వాయిస్ అండ్ వి కాంట్ హియర్ వాట్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్. Can we bring in Pavan Ajay ji to update, please?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Welcome.
Hello. I updated the document today. Okay. I added the two more characters. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I added two characters from Sinhala script to the variant list. Otherwise, everything is almost same what we have done in Sri Lanka. And I added I copy-pasted the document part about the guiding principles. Only examples I added, Kannada examples, other text is same. Otherwise, everything is same. What else is needed actually now? Should we expand the Section 7, that is what that will, what is this, Akshara formation rules and section 7, 1 minute, whole label evaluation rules, WLE, very cryptic, bulleted points, do I have to explain it and expand it and all?
this is Sarmad. I think I'm just looking at that document. It seems reasonably terse and clear. So I don't see if there is any reason to expand it. I think they can, if they're complete, then they can stay as they are. I don't think there's any need to expand
further. They are complete. They are complete. Only thing is, now we have to add other data, XML and other data and all. And as Devanagari, they have done, do I have to make allowed and not allowed some samples and all those things? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? I'm Pawanaj here.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes,
we
yes,
can.
I'm able
you.
To hear you.
Yeah, just waiting. I'm waiting for, I ask some question. This Devanagari, the file which is circulated has additional files like invalid labels list, valid labels list. Do I have to make those also? And that XML file? Yeah, hi. Technology, this is Akshat here. I guess it would be good if you keep it ready with you. Because in the eventual submission, we definitely need to give it to IO. Hello, I think those people who are not talking, better to mute. Hello. Those who are not talking, please mute their microphones. Hello. Yeah, it's good. So if everything is okay, I have to quit now because I am traveling to Shivamogga. Anything else? Any question for me? Hello.
So as a follow-up, would you like us to develop an XML file for this against this proposal and share that?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, that will be good. That will be good.
So we'll take that up.
From Kannada for this script, like Tulu and all?
Yeah, Tulu, actually, Tulu is a separate issue, but at present, whatever is there in Kannada Unicode, I have considered.
Right. I mean to say, like, do you find any other languages under PGDIS scale of 5 or less for Kannada?
No. Actually, Tulu and Kodava, which are actually not yet included in Unicode, not even in our age schedule also.
Okay. That's right then.
Okay.
Yeah, over to you.
If everything is okay, I would like to say bye-bye.
Okay.
Because I have to travel now.
Thank you for your update.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So let's move to Gujarati. Akshat, come back again. It's over to you.
So Gujarati document so I'm making all the changes in the outline version that I have, because that's something that's my style of editing. So tomorrow I'll update everything on the Google Doc, and tomorrow I'll try to make the XML level. So you can expect the final document along with the XML by tomorrow.
Okay, fair enough. By Monday is fine, so tomorrow is great. So if we can have our planning work updated by tomorrow, that is great enough. Mm-hmm. So we can share it with the IT.
Yeah. Dr. Data, there is one thing I wanted to discuss regarding the Google Doc thing. Hello? Yeah. There is one thing I wanted to talk about. Generally, the formatting, the level of formatting control that Google Doc provides us is not as good as we can on our offline system. So is this a possibility that we send the new document and it just gets re-uploaded as it is, instead of we doing all the changes offline and then copy-pasting everything back to the Google Doc? Means, will that do? Or you want to keep one doc and which constantly gets updated on the Google? Means, what's the methodology you are looking at?
So the idea.
So keep the entire document gets pasted, right?
Idea is to have a collaborative document, and if you can have collaboration on the offline document and update ASAP on the online version, this fine. There is no problem in that. But whenever we are having a community to look at, then instead of sending an email, we would like to look at the online version and see that everybody has communicated on that. That's the objective.
Definitely. So the only thing that will be different from copy-pasting the entire document is like the changes which might have collaboratively been seen on the other online docs will not be seen. There will be one pasting on which the entire document is updated. So that's the only difference as I'm looking at that.
I could not understand the difference.
Yeah, so for example, so if Gujarati document is there, two, three people are constantly making some changes, Google keeps track of that. We can keep track of everything, what changes are happening and everything, and at what point of time what change happened and everything. But if I just copy paste from my offline doc to the entire Google Doc, I believe all those changes may not be trackable in that particular sense. So if that is the thing which is okay with everyone, I guess I'll do that. This is the reason I didn't copy paste the entire thing from my offline to Google Doc yet. But if that is okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, that's okay. Because ultimately, we are not losing the track changes even on Google Doc online, right? This track changes is not lost. And if we can, the formatting is not the issue, then we can very well use that. And even if you want to do background offline, two people are able to do it and then upload it online, this is also okay.
Okay, great.
No problem. Yep. Thank you, sir. So by tomorrow, we are going to have Gujarati version 1 ready, right?
Yeah.
And Samir, just to go back one step backward, we are already also ready with Gurumukhi and Kannada by tomorrow, right? Or did I miss something? Because I could not hear very properly, Pavanaja.
So my understanding is that Akshat and Dr. Lehal are going to talk to each other to harmonize the cross-script variants, and then I guess Devanagari is going to be updated and Gurumukhi is going to be finalized after that. And Pavanaja, based on him, Kannada is done.
Okay. So another question from Lehal and Akshat. So are you going to talk today evening, tomorrow morning? When we are going to talk and finalize this by tomorrow evening? Can you please schedule a time and complete that task also?
So tomorrow I plan to finish with Gujarati. So I guess on Sunday I'll definitely take a look at the Devanagari part, and I expect if we keep Saturday for our communication. So in the meantime on Saturday I'll also look at the Punjabi submission. Dr. Leha will be able to look at the Devanagari document. We will talk offline on the mails on Saturday. By Sunday evening, I'll try to finish the Devanagari document with the normative section as well.
So, Akshat, tomorrow is Saturday, and if we can schedule 15, half an hour, minute call with Lehalji to finalize the cross-script variant, that will be great, no? So we are on the same page.
Tomorrow first half of the day, I'm okay.
Lehalji, hello?
It's fine with me also, tomorrow first half.
So please decide the time for both of you and then talk and close this. Whatever time. At 11 a.m. tomorrow?
11 is fine.
Yeah, fine for me too. Yeah,
please
works.
Please talk to Lehalji and close this. Great, thank you. So because we intend to have by Sunday evening all these first three proposals version one ready, right? Let us shift to Shamugam. Tamil.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Good evening and happy New Year.
Thank you.
See, actually, I have compiled the parts. I have completed the craft group variants part as well, but I didn't upload in the Google Drive actually, because I'm as Akshat, I'm also working on the end document because I feel like it is very comfortable for me, and I'm also planning to complete this XML part tomorrow. Maybe by Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning, I'll be updating my document.
Great. Any help you require, or will be having a version one ready for IT by then?
I guess actually, because whatever the things are required from my side, I have completed only this XML part, and the fine tuning of formatting is pending. I'm planning to do that tomorrow. Both of them will be completed by tomorrow. So that is the reason I'm saying I'll be updating on Sunday. I don't think I need some more help from Akansha or Pitinan. If needed, definitely I'll let them know this.
Great.
Yeah.
And there is no, are you also suggesting process script variants in your document or no?
Yeah, because I found a lot of similarities in Malayalam instead of other languages. I went through some other Dravidian languages as well, but I couldn't find much more differences. As Dr. Sarmat suggested, if it is only one, then no need to consider them, right? This has been decided in Colombo meeting, I guess. If the number of characters are more than one, or there would be some possibility to make a same label in other language, only those combinations should be considered as a cross script variants. Am I right, Mr. Dr. Sarmat?
Right. So what I would suggest is that you document it that you only found one, and because of the significant limitation of that being able to form a label, you're not listing it as a cross script variant.
Yeah, sure, I'll do that. In that case, I found two different characters from, I think, one from Telugu and another one from, Kannada also, I guess. Single character I found from that language as well. So I'll document them as well.
So, the process
of
experience with Malayalam, are you not supposed to have a coordinated call with Malayalam to have the consensus on that? Because we have to show this variant in both the documents.
Yeah, I'm ready to do that as well. I thought once it is updated in Google Drive, so that I can intimate anywhere, so we will have a look of it.
Okay. Okay. Great. And
okay, thank you.
I think we are done with Sarma with this. We'll be ready by Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon we
can do version one ready. Yeah, great. And even if Shamugam, even if you could not create the XML, is fine, because this is what Petition can very well do with your document. This is an option with you available, just to let you update.
That would be great, because I can concentrate more on fine tuning my document.
Okay, great. And
thank you,
Shamugam. So you can go on mute.
Thank you.
We have now Gangadhar and UM Rauji. If any one of you can take the lead and update. And just for your knowledge on record, that the documents which we are discussing is Pitinan is kindly sharing the link with us. We can immediately open the document and see how much work is completed, and something you want to point out, you can. Thank you for that. Gangadhar and UM Rauji.
Yeah, Gangadhar here. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, very well, very clear.
Good. Yeah. So I'm waiting for Rao to join, but meanwhile, I want to update. So we need to add the cross script things we need to fine tune. The other things are done. Only after that we will be able to submit to the IT. Cross script we need to do.
Okay, by when you will be able to do cross script?
That I spoke to Mr. Rao yesterday. I think by Monday we will sit together and finalize it.
Okay.
Be requested to join. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Can you target by Sunday? Is it possible?
Yes, yes. But I need to sit with Rao Saab and then finalize it.
Okay. I will call you after this call again, Gangadharji, to talk about it. Let us see. Break. And we will wait for Mr. Rao to come. Only cross-script variant is pending. Everything is done.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Great.
So, this is Sarmad. Could I make a short comment?
Yes. Yes, please.
Yes.
So I think I'm looking at the document. Pitinan's also noted that in your repertoire document, you have the code points which should be included and code points which should not be included in the same table with yes or no in front of them. So what you need to do is you need to take those code points which should not be included into a separate table and clearly mark them as those as being excluded and only include the yes ones in this table. First one. Thank you.
Yes, yes, sir. Because about...
Gangadharji, is it clear? Hello? We lost his voice. And I think Madhaji need to also update this EGIDS scale in the document. This is also blank. Only for two languages it has been done. Rest nine languages have to be updated there.
Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, we can.
Yes, sir. Oh, that's also good, right?
Hi, it's Pitinan. So can I add a little?
Yes, please, Pitinan.
Actually, for the cross-script variant list for Telugu, there is a list, but it's in appendix. So I'm not sure, do you mean that list or additional of the list to do the cross-script? But there are some lists there already at the end, which I... Also know that you might want to move the one that you mark as red up to the cross script and leave the yellow one as the similarity. Yeah.
In the appendix A, it is there.
Yeah. What is our possibilities are there, all that we have put into the appendix. From this appendix, you have to shift there.
Okay. Okay, so you have to update the cross script and the EGIDS scale table also.
Yeah. But okay. For some languages it's given, no, not for all. It's given only for some languages.
I think this is Sarmad. Gangadhar. Is saying that the EGIDS scale is not available for some languages. So what I would suggest is that for those languages, just put an asterisk there and explicitly note that the EGIDS scale was not available so that it does not look incomplete, but is actually complete. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Well, note this point. And whatever languages we have there and EGIDS is not available, that will mark them separately.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Gangadharji, and officially thank you for the lovely video, and we are waiting for the another video where everybody has participated.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm working on it, but I'm having some issues with the format. I'm trying to figure it out first. And meanwhile,
okay.
I'm waiting for some clips from people who have not already given the video bite. So, I think I can do it in two parts. Whatever is available, one part I will release, and then I can do the part two.
Yeah. Great. Thank you for your offer. Thank you very much. The community really appreciates that. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about it and all the social media platform with Ashish is also very commendable. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
So let us shift to Bangla. And do we have I think Dr. Atir is with us to update us.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm here.
Yes, please go ahead.
Sir, I'm here. Yes, since Professor Singh will not be able to join due to some technical problems, so I'll take over and just give you a brief on the status of the. Since Professor Singh has done considerably with these sections in the labor generation rule document, I have been given the work to do section 6 and 7, and both the sections are reasonably done and complete, but I have put section 7 on the Google Doc, which I am pasting the link now for your perusal, and as regards section 6, that has been done but not put on the Google Doc, because I need to have a final discussion with Professor Singh, and then we will finalize. And coming to section 7, with the whole level evaluation rules, but I have done queries 1 to 7, and they are marked in pink color. And in the section 6, which is for the variance, there have been some 4 different categories of C plus matra, consonant plus consonant, and consonant plus jhafala. That gives us 7 plus 17 plus 6 cases of variations in Bengali script. And then I have a CHC, which is proposed by the Paschim Banga Bangla Academy. Like in that, I have pointed out 10 cases which has got variations, like ka halantara halanta u, and so on. And then the third is 3 consonant clusters, CH, CHC, wherein I have given 26 cases of variations in Bengali script. And third and fourthly, I have given the cases from 4 consonant clusters, CH, CH, CHC, which has only 2 cases. So very soon I'll be finishing up this one and finalize the processing, and then I will put it onto the Google Docs, sir. That is all, sir.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
On the additional note, some formatting has distorted. Would you like to look at that again on point number 7 at the end?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
Let's look at that.
There's some formatting issues. Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. And sir, and you would like to again mention why there is a pink color? What do you want to say that here?
No, the pink color is just for the convenience of Professor Singh, since he can just readily spot it and read and give his
okay, so
comment.
You are waiting for Mr. Professor Singh's confirmation on that?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Fair enough. Great. So would you like to please write an email to Professor Singh and get the confirmation so that by tomorrow we have the document ready and we can take it to IP on Monday?
Yes, I will do that. We just had a WhatsApp message, some minutes back, and sir has told that it will go through my document and revert soon.
Great. So soon is tomorrow.
Hmm.
Okay.
Soon is tomorrow. It depends on his schedule and his.
So I will also call him. I will also call him to request
fine.
Him. So let us try to do it, because we all otherwise Bangla will be left behind. We all to send all the languages on Monday to IP.
No, sir. But as from my point of view, this section 6 and 7 are mostly done. It's 99% done. What is to be what is remaining is a little bit of fine-tuning with the help of processing. That is all.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
It is ready.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate your appointment.
Sarmad, I'd like to come in as well.
Yes, please, Sarmad. Yes.
Right. So I'm just looking at section 5, not 6 and 7, I guess, at this time. Just a small comment. First of all, I think in section 5, one of the things which needs to be done is you know, just confirmation that all these characters are needed and they are coming from MSR. And then just to point out that there have been some digits added at the end of the table. Just, I guess, reminding ourselves that digits are not allowed for top-level domains, so those really should not be included. Thank you.
Okay, sir. So your points have been noted down, sir, by me.
So I hope, doctor, it is clear now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It,
great.
It's
so please send an email and talk to him again so that we can complete the document by tomorrow if it's possible. I will ask you in a call. Okay?
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Sure, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And Uriya, so Jay, what is the update? And do we have somebody from Uriya who can actually give update?
Jay, if you're speaking,
hello,
we can't hear you.
Hi, this is
you're on mute.
Kuldeep Patnaik from Odisha.
Yes, Kuldeep. Welcome.
Hey, hello to everybody. Hello.
Welcome, Kuldeep. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Kuldeep, we can hear you.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Yes. That's meeting. No problem. Yeah. Another sir. Yeah. This is the CBSE काम हो रहा
I can see the chat message that Ajay sir has said. You can hear. the connection not able to hear anyone's response from that day. Well, can I go ahead and continue to talk on that? is it fine? Okay, Ajay. Okay. I'll disconnect and reconnect again in a couple of seconds.
In the meantime, Gangadharji, if you are there, we have also talked about social media initiatives which you are taking and sharing. So do you need any help from community or do you want to share something?
Yeah, yes, there are two, three points that I want to make. We need to, I think, change the Twitter handle. It's the underscore community is there. So when you use it, it is very long. That's one thing. And another thing is, it doesn't get tagged easily. So if you can find an alternative for that. That the timeline has to be open for the members to post directly on the timeline.
Okay.
Can you hear me, sir?
I lost you, sir, in between. I lost you in between. Now I can hear you.
Yeah. This is one thing is about the Facebook page. The timeline has to be open for the members so that they can directly post on that.
Okay.
Number one. Regarding Twitter, we have a handle which has a NBGP underscore community. So this takes time while tagging. It doesn't get recognized immediately. So if you can have something other than this underscore, that will be great. And a bit shorter one.
So could you please coordinate with Ashish for this? That will be great.
Yeah. I will coordinate with Ashish and we will do something about it.
Yeah,
and,
great. Thank you.
I think we are using these two for same purpose, like what we put in Twitter is also is there in Facebook, because also we have a WhatsApp group. So instead of having duplication of thing in all these three platforms, we can separate these three and put allocate certain issues for each platform. How do you react to that? Because what I consider is WhatsApp is totally between the group, for, completely internal thing, but the other two are for outreach also we will be using. So instead of posting same thing in Twitter and Facebook, if you can have some broad idea, like this goes into Twitter, this goes into Facebook, that will be great.
So you both decide right now. What we want is right now as a community, we want more and more people to connect with us and participate and know about what we are doing. That's all. So you and Ashish can decide about it. Ultimately, we are not sharing something secret out there. As far as people are concerned, at least I am very happy with that it's being spreaded and people are able to communicate and connect with us. What's going on?
Yes. So I'll have a chat with Ashish and
yeah.
We will address the issue.
Yeah. So do we have Anivar by chance? Akansha, would you like to call Anivar and see if he is able to join, because he said he is going to join, and then we can, because it's an important discussion of MSR 3 and Zero with joiners. So for him,
yeah.
Otherwise we discuss.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
By the time we get to that knowledge, can we have the raise hands of anybody who is planning to visit ICAM 61? Anybody in the agenda right now? Any plan?
Yes, I'll be going there.
Ganga Dharji is going there. Anybody else? No one. So Ganga Dharji is planning to go. Great. And no one else right now. And anybody plans to go, please keep the group updated about your plan if something changes, so that we can form a small group. Just for the record, Sarmad, as we are going to Puerto Rico, which is the other part of the world for India, do you really think it makes sense to talk about the Indian languages and this Devanagari and other Asian languages part of this, at that part of the world? Do you think more Asians will be going there, or do you think it is something which is important to go?
Right. So we actually planned for a more significant interaction, if you remember, at Abu Dhabi. And
yes.
I guess one of the reasons for that was that we were anticipating that there's going to be a lot of presence of relevant people there. Puerto Rico, obviously, is in a different region. So one would expect that there's going to be lesser participation. We do obviously still have an update we do give to the community for about 7 minutes for each of the active panels. So that's something we would still want to do. And beyond that, I guess as far as interactions with IP is concerned, obviously there's a face-to-face opportunity there. But beyond that, you know, we are happy to organize a full-fledged NBGP session there if the members traveling there. But if the members not traveling there, then obviously having a full 1.5 hour NBGP session there is probably not going to be very useful. So you know, given that it's only just one person at this time, it may be that we just do a community update, and then IP interaction. You know, if that's needed, obviously we will have IP interactions over online based on, you know, us sharing the proposals with them, and they're sharing feedback on the proposals. So that's obviously going to be going on in the meantime in any case. One option, if you guys think that, if you all think that it's useful to interact with IP, could be that since we are planning a face-to-face meeting in Bangladesh, we could maybe invite an IP member to come and join us there. That's also another option. I guess if we want a more based on, you know, let's do a couple of rounds of review with the integration panel, and if the NBGP thinks that will be useful, we can also invite an IP member to Bangladesh.
So I think that clears the very well agenda for us also for Bangladesh. And that will be, that's a very good idea, sir, to get an IP there, because we are talking for so many scripts. If we get the validation right there, that is, that makes a lot of sense. And we can underplay ICANN 61 and then eye out ICANN 62. Where ICANN 62 is happening where?
Let me very quickly check before I say something. So that's Panama City,
Panama,
South America.
I think.
Yeah. So we can't.
So that's still
Panama is also very far. Yeah.
Yeah, that's also quite far away.
So yes, we need to request ICANN to bring in something in Asia.
It's going to come around
in
to
Japan.
Asia,
they are coming.
Yes.
In 2019 in Japan.
Which one?
Japan 2019.
19. Okay. Okay.
Maybe we can meet some CJK folks there.
CJK folks, yeah, of course. They are all very far from India. You will not find much people from this part of the world, for language perspective at least. Okay, that's fine, I think. So I am going to 61, and Gangadharji is going to 61. These two are confirmed on record. Let's see. We will see anybody else who is going to be there or not. So, Sarmat, I will send an email out and ask anybody who is traveling or not traveling, and then we will keep you updated if we need a longer version. Otherwise, if me and Gangadharji is there, we can quick update for a few minutes. Can be always done. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So let us now come back to the, do we have Beck?
Hi, Kuldeep is back.
Kuldeep? Great. Is Kuldeep back?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm back.
Yes, Kuldeep.
Thank you so much.
Here now?
Hear me, everybody? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Both sides
yes.
Fine, I think.
Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My mother tongue is Odia. I mean, I started learning, doing my schooling from Odisha, and then I worked on certain news channels and media newspapers and all while translating the language. And with the guidance of Jay Podial, I have joined here, and I think awesome platform where everyone is working and listening everyone last 1 hour, and everything is very live and very nice to work with all of you. First of all, now I'm working on NSR2 file. I'm studying that from last 2 to 3 days, and trying to figure out so many technical things, and taking help of Jay sir, I'm working on this file, and I'll give you update to him, and this is the status which is there in Odia. Now, what is expected out of me in this group is to meet you know, all these things which already been shared with me by Jay sir. So, Jay sir, would you like to say something on this?
Yeah,
Yeah, I want to add a few things here for the record. What I feel is we can come up with the first draft of LGR Odia in January end, I guess, like a repertoire and few other variations rules. And I hope in March Bangladesh meet, we will have a full and final draft to discuss and, you know, to close few things with other community members as well. Yeah.
Wow.
That's all from
very
me.
Good. Thank you very much. This is a big commitment at this time for Odia, because Odia was, we were nowhere, and now we are seeing the dates. This is a very, very good
yes,
sign
yes,
and welcome. Thank you very much.
The base of
Jay
my
and,
commitment is like, I'm in the talks with two, three Odia experts. So, one member will join us tomorrow. And I hope we will finish that, like, so there won't be any issues in that.
Absolutely.
Okay. So,
that's all from me.
Jay, I gave you one contact for Odia, right? Could you talk to
mm-hmm.
him also?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Biswanandhan?
I have tried that number, but... unable to reach, I will try that number again tomorrow.
So he is a very senior
tomorrow in the
area,
morning
and it will be very good to guide if required.
Okay.
Otherwise, the groundwork can be done by Kuldeep and everybody, and he can be actually good point, good person to check and validate, because he's an old person and he can support that. This name came from government to me. Actually.
And he's from Odia? Oh, Odisha itself?
I don't know.
Or some other state.
Location. I don't know the location.
Okay. I will try to connect him tomorrow.
And if you have a problem in connecting, then please pass this number to Akansha. She can try more often and get you connected.
Sure. We'll do that.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So now we come to... MSR 3. Sarmad, over to you, please.
Right, so as I earlier passed around the message from integration panel to New Brahmi GP as well, that integration panel is revising MSR2 and updating and going to be releasing MSR3. And this is a good time for all the generation panels to see if there are any code points which they require and they're not yellow and are pink at this time, meaning that they've been excluded from MSR2, but they are needed for some of the languages. It is a good chance for the generation panels to communicate that back to the integration panel and ask them to make those available as well, so that they can be included in the proposals. It normally, to do another version of MSR requires at least 3 to 4 month cycle, which means that if we miss out an opportunity now and we find out a character which is needed, the finalization of that particular script proposal will be delayed for at least 3 to 4 months, if not longer. So it's a good time to go and see if any additional characters are needed and point them out now. Otherwise, again, the IP is planning to release MSR3 for public comment in mid-January. So that's one point I wanted to raise. I'm not sure the conclusion of the discussion. We had some discussion around this in Colombo, and I can't now remember whether we identified any characters which should be potentially included, but that's something we should discuss here. The second, so let me stop here and, you know, get everybody's input on
so,
that.
The related to the Colombo discussion, only Anivar for Malayalam had a character to be discussed, and two characters were supposed to be added, and we gave him a time to go back to the community and come back. And next day morning, he came back that no, it is not required. This is what was the feedback from Colombo. But I think to the safer side, can we have a mail going from Pittenden to the community
and asking this specific question about a character to be added in MSR3 or not, and get the response in writing.
Yes, that can be done.
Okay. So please shoot an email tomorrow or Monday whenever you get time, and let us get that feedback. If we don't hear a feedback, actually you can do pit in today. It's a small mail, and we can give the time till Monday, Tuesday, and then we are done with that.
Yes, sure.
Yeah? Great. Thank you. So, Sarmad, on ZWJ, Jira Vajoyna, please.
Right. So this is also following up from the discussion in Colombo, where there were two or three script community members who suggested that zero-bit joiner or zero-bit non-joiner, one or both of these are needed to formulate particular character sequences in those scripts. And there has been initial document, I think, circulated by Pavan Aja for Canada. There was also some discussion around it for Malayalam and, if I'm not wrong, Tamil. There was a suggestion that a request should be made for inclusion of these characters to IP as well. And it should be done now because, again, this should be done in the context of MSR2 being updated to MSR3. And then IP would, of course, consider it and come back to the new Brahmi GP on whether that is possible or not. We had shared that it may actually not be possible because these are controlled characters. But again, eventually final decision rests with IP, and they will eventually come back to the new Brahmi GP. But again, time is of essence. If this needs to be included now, we need to send the request in within the MSR3 context. Thank you.
So can we include this in the same email while asking the community for that also, Patina?
Yes, I'll include that in as well.
Yeah, so I think we will have the response in writing. And just for the record, Rajiv from Nixie has given one contact for Mr. Kuldeep and Padam Shri Dr. Devi Prasanna Patnaik and his mobile number, and I guess it is for Uriya, Rajiv, if I am not wrong, as we talked on phone. So, Jay, it is one more resource for you, for Uriya. Okay?
Yes, sir, Kuldeep. Yeah, we'll be working together, sir. Thank you for the information.
Okay, great. So he's already working with you right now?
No, sir. We are trying to connect with him as soon as possible.
Okay, 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 great. Perfect. So I think we are done with our today's agenda in almost 1 hour, 5 minutes. Anything else, or Sarmad, or otherwise we close this?
Nothing else on my end except a big thank you for everybody for all the hard work you are all putting in.
Yes. So any point of concern, Sarmad, from your point of view for any script which we need to address especially? Or we are all set?
I think generally we are all set. It would be, as I guess we planned, it would be good to share these with IP and get one round of feedback, because that starts helping take these proposals to the next level of, precision. So at this time, the best thing to do would be to close them as soon as possible and share them with IP so that we can get that feedback and use that to make these proposals, take them to stage two.
Yeah, so one concern I have, Sarmad, for Malayalam. And Malayalam, we have no feedback today. Jay, could you please talk to your friend Prasad, whom you introduced, the status, and see that we are getting this updated
because they wanted the private document, which we did, and now we have no update right now. Could we get the update on that?
I will do that. I will do that.
Right? Because they will be left behind otherwise, right? And we will have somebody behind and somebody forward. So you will talk, please push them and see that, an update on WhatsApp group so that everybody knows about Malayalam also.
Yes, yes, I will do that.
Anybody in the in this conference is not in WhatsApp group? If you are not in WhatsApp, please contact any one of us and we will get you added there. Over to you, Sarmad, and then we will close it.
Right. One last point. I think we are currently tentatively planning for another face-to-face meeting in Bangladesh, just so that you can reserve the time. Currently, we are thinking first week of April. We will come back and confirm. We are currently in trying to get in touch with our local hosts. As soon as that is done, we will come back with some tentative dates and get confirmation from you as well. But for now, see if you can keep the first week of April open until we finalize, and again we'll come back to that with more details very soon. So thank you very much, and thank you all for joining the call today, and we'll get back to you with the recording of the call and a summary. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for joining and participating. Thank you very much, Sarmada and Petinan and Akansha. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.